hear the Sasquatch howling in the night. Paranormal beings come out to play. Feel that chill upon your neck. But do not fear when the Rougarou barks, because we'll follow you into the dark. We'll follow you into the dark.
Into the Dark contains subject matter and language that may be unsuitable for younger listeners. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, greetings, and welcome to NWCS Into the Dark podcast. This is our Hollyweird episode. Hollyweird. In the studio tonight, we have Rob with 11 and a half B's.
Ciao.
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 Ciao. I don't know.
Hello.
We've got Tab.
Hello there.
We've got from Texas, Jesse.
Hey, hey.
I'm trying to Google funny California city names so I can come up with something for Danny, but I'm just behind the gun on it. So from somewhere in sunny California, Danny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so sexy. Sitting at the big boy table tonight, we've got Paris.
Hola.
And over in the corner, preoccupied with Pornhub, we've got Joey.
Hey.
Hey, everybody. Did I say Jesse?
Yes.
From Texas?
Jesse? Yeah, he said, yeah. Hey, hey.
Oh, he did. Okay. I didn't hear the hey, hey.
Hey.
Can we do that one more time? From Texas, Jesse.
Hey, hey.
Wow.
Hey, hey.
Welcome. Welcome to the studio. It's been a while. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's the background noise? So, somebody's blowing their nose or something?
I don't know what that is. It's not me.
Jesse, can you not blow your nose when we're on the air? Can you tell us a little bit about Texas? Inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah.
You have a fan base that's like, hey, where's Jesse? We get messages all the time.
Part of Texas.
All the time on our Facebook. They're like, hey, how come Jesse's not in the studio anymore? Like hundreds of fans wondering what's going on with Jesse.
We don't even have 100.
Well, whatever. Fans.
Or us.
We do have a 5-star rating. Did you guys know that? We have like 5 5-star ratings.
Wow.
Unfortunately, I can't
see. So
that's
a total of 5 stars?
Five stars.
5-1
well,
star?
No. 5 5-star.
That add up to 5?
No.
Oh.
No. 5 stars.
Average is 5.
I did one of the ratings.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Okay, so that's 4.
I did one too.
I did one too.
Okay.
So we got 1 star.
No, we got 5.
2 stars.
5 stars.
Oh, yeah, Jesse, tell us about Texas.
Yeah, Texas.
Let's get back on that.
Well, we just got through a big storm where it dumped a month's worth of rain in 4 days, and it's been nice ever since. And
oh, wow.
Welcome to Texas.
Tomorrow it's going to be 80 degrees in February. How are you guys down there?
Well,
cold.
Nice.
Cold. Yeah. My nipples are hard in the studio. It's like 26 degrees.
It is very cold. Actually, putting those heaters in here on break really helped.
Except for the
malfunction.
The malfunction, yeah. Thanks.
Jesse, do you got any new farm animals or anything like that? What do you got going on there?
Okay, we got something.
We have all wild animals. No domestic farm animals.
Oh.
But we have pigs.
I thought you had horses. You don't have horses?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
those aren't farm animals.
How about my horse? Do you have my horse still?
No, we ate it.
Wow.
Yeah, times are tough.
Times are tough. I've got 4 chickens now, Danny, so I'm living a life of luxury.
Oh, look at you.
4 chickens, we get like 4 eggs a day.
Speaking
wow.
of that, you owe me
that's impressive.
Some eggs. We have some eggs. You can take some. You don't think I make money being a private investigator, do you?
I work for eggs.
Yeah, I sell eggs on the side.
He's an eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got your egg hustle going?
Yeah. What's new, Paris? Anything new?
Not much. Just working.
Oh, come on.
Like, straight up.
I feel like I've heard this before.
I know. Deja vu.
I mean, I don't really have a life, so it's like I don't really have much to do.
You're adulting then.
Well, yeah, I'm adulting.
We all went to the rodeo.
Oh, yeah. We went to PBR
last
night.
How was that?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like it.
We got to see
time.
The number two bull rider in the world.
Number two? I thought the number one was there.
No, he was.
He was number one in that era, that time.
Yeah, the number two bull rider
in the world.
Well, let's give a shout out to our Camby celebrity.
Oh, Chase Doherty.
Chase Doherty was there.
Yeah.
Local Camby boy here.
He's going to NFR.
So. Yeah, he did
He made it to finals, though.
He did. Well,
he did really well the night before.
The night before, that's what got him to go.
Didn't do super well.
And then he rode the number one bull.
Yeah.
Yep.
For quite long. I don't 3 seconds?
Yeah.
He rode it pretty good.
He could have done better.
I like the part where they had the bull that had never been rode before.
Yeah.
Nobody could ride it or something. Or
like, yeah. No, nobody has lasted 8 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Nobody lasted 8 seconds. And then the number one guy.
I can't.
Or number two guy in the world.
Sounds like Joey.
The guy who won it rode the bull for 8 seconds. Yeah. So that was a cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway. Really cool to watch. Awesome. Really cool to be there.
Also, speaking of what's new and where we've been and what we've been doing, we not too long ago got back from New Orleans, another trip. Yeah. We haven't talked about that.
We haven't?
Well, in our last episode, back when we did that, we talked about the Zach Bagans thing.
Yeah, but that was Las Vegas. It's totally different than New Orleans.
Yeah,
that was a while ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we got back from New Orleans. Tom, what do you think?
Well, it's always a good time in New Orleans, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rob, what do you think? Yeah.
The Rougarou Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was
I could have swore we talked about this.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
haven't. We have not. We have not.
Or is this a Mandela effect?
I'm definitely having that Mandela effect moment right now.
No.
Yeah.
I could have not heard about the Rougarou Festival.
Yeah. We haven't talked about it.
Did Jesse go too?
No.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Jesse, we all went. What'd you think?
I didn't go.
To the Rougarou Fest?
Yes, he did. I have a picture of him wearing the wolf head driving.
Yeah,
car.
That's right. He did go.
He's just being a bully again.
It was
in Jesse's defense, we did drink an awful lot during that trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse just may not even remember being in Louisiana.
Maybe that was me.
I don't remember being there.
You were there.
The Rougarou Fest was very anticlimactic.
Well, let's preface this by saying. We love the Rougarou Festival.
Yes,
we
yes.
love our listeners in Houma, Louisiana.
Yes.
But it just wasn't what we expected.
Well, I think it's because the Nutra chili was not there. I think if we had that to talk about, it might have changed our minds. Hint.
My vision was that it was going to be in this big park.
Yeah.
You know, like a forested kind of park, swampy park.
Yeah.
That was what I was picturing in my head.
I think me too. When we talked to the guy back
they changed the location. Remember?
Oh, okay.
This was a new location.
Jonathan.
Okay.
Yeah, Jonathan Forrest.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were there, no, we did not hook up with him.
And I felt really bad.
What?
He runs the whole festival, and there was a lot of people there, thousands. There was a lot. It was a big festival, and here I am texting him, going, "Hey, bro. We don't know where we are. Like, we're at the old location." I'm sure he was like,
"Get the red carpet."
Like, these guys are investigators. it was embarrassing. But anyway, it was not very Rougarou-y. Like, I expected it to be a little bit more Rougarou. It was a Rougarou theme, but there was very little. It was more of a Saturday market where there's a whole bunch of vendors selling things. / music festival, because they had bands and stuff like that. But I guess I was just expecting more Rougarou. But great festival. The drive, let's talk about that, Jesse. So the night before we went to the Rougarou Festival, we participated in some spirits. I think that was the night that I did 27 Jello shots.
There was Jello shots and then pickle juice shots.
Pickle juice shots. Oh my God. I remember that. I remember that. So it was a crazy night at the Turtles. Props to the Turtles.
Love the Turtles.
Brobridge, Louisiana, and Butte La Rose. awesome, awesome place.
I wonder how the remodel is.
Actually,
doing.
You know what? I don't even want to say how awesome it is because I don't want a whole bunch of people to go
there. Yeah.
Well,
yeah, control
we want them to get some business.
Like, but we literally don't want our three listeners going there.
Next time we go, it's probably going to be a totally different
scene. Yeah, they are.
Because they're going to remodel.
Wait, when did they say that was going to be done, though?
Soon. Well, yeah. Really? I think they've been talking about it for a while. But anyway, little swamp bayou bar called The Turtles. Awesome waitress. Best waitress you'll ever have. TLC is a pretty good waitress, but whatever. Did participate in a lot of alcohol consumptions that night, and then we had to get up early in the morning and take like this 3-hour drive to Houma. It was painful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's talk about this. So the vehicle that we had,
was an experience.
Yeah, so I'm always responsible for planning things, right? So I'm typically quite the planner. I'll get the lodging.
He's very good at it.
Yeah.
I will dial things in perfectly.
I don't know about very good.
No, absolutely.
I kind of pride myself on my ability to put these things together.
Like has Oregon Trail.
He has like folder. He has a folder. It's all labeled, documented, like almost to the minute of what we're going to do. It's kind of almost annoying.
That's my controlling nature. But anyway, that's besides the point. So the night before we're leaving, it's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm having a panic attack because I'm kind of OCD. So I'm looking over my files, everything. Okay, I want to make sure that lodging's all set. I want everything to go through without a hitch, everything just to be fluid. I forgot to rent a car. Like the biggest thing, I forgot to rent a car. So I'm freaking out.
Where's the notes guy?
So I call Hertz, I call Enterprise, I call everybody. No cars in Louisiana, not one. So I'm thinking this trip is screwed. Like I'm literally flying out in the morning. And so I came up with this, what was the name of that website?
It's anyway, like a car share
It's like
thing.
An Airbnb for cars. Turo. Yeah. And I get on Turo and I'm like, okay, this should be easy enough in theory. So I reserve a car. It was like a Cadillac Escalade or something like that. And it's like, okay, the owner of this vehicle will get back to you, whether or not you're approved within like 2 hours. Well, now it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm still freaking out. Haven't heard back from this guy. So I try to get another car on Turo. And it's like, I'm sorry, you can't get another car. You've already got a reservation for another one. So we have to literally get on the plane with no car. We're going to land and nothing in place, right? So we had a layover in Texas. So I'm trying to get a hold of the Turo people, nothing. So finally he says, I'm not doing it. I'm not going to rent you this car. So in Texas, I had to put in a request for another one. The only vehicle that was available that would fit us was like this mom broken down minivan.
It wasn't that bad. It could have been way worse.
You're right.
Yeah, but it was definitely like, it had some miles on it.
It had a smell.
It had been used.
Yeah.
But being since we would have had to like...
Nothing.
It was nice.
So this guy's like, yeah, I'll rent you my mom's minivan for $342 a day. I'm like, well, we're stuck. So no, it wasn't $342 a day. By the way, the NWCS funds have been completely depleted. But so we get the minivan and it was
thanks, minivan guy.
Thanks, minivan guy.
It's not my fault this time.
But it was wasn't it kind of a sketchy process with meeting with this guy?
It was
a little sketchy. Yeah. Sketchy.
The dark alley was the only thing missing in the whole situation.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, we got it. Mm-hmm. Everything went off for the most part without a hitch. So it was great. Great trip. We had some awesome food. What else happened on that trip? Rob got drunk.
Scott got drunk.
Tab got drunk.
Okay.
No, I
Jesse was hammered.
I drove. I didn't drink. I stopped drinking because you guys were all out of control.
That's how you remember it?
I drove.
That's not what I remember.
That's not what I remember either.
I know because I drove.
I remember
Rob being out of control.
Yeah, he ripped off his shirt and said, let's go swim with the gators. And we're like, bro, it's not a good idea. Not a good idea.
It sounds like a camping trip.
Yeah. Well. Anyway, where are we going with this?
I don't know.
That's just catching up.
There had to have been something.
If you want to plan a vacation, I suggest going to Louisiana.
And rent a car.
And make sure you have a car ready.
Rent it ahead of time.
Yeah.
You could have just got a U-Haul.
Did we do anything creepy? Any investigations? Did we do anything?
No, we didn't.
The Ruger Fest, was it?
I think, yeah, that was... That was
Oh, let me tell you about my most recent trip to Louisiana after you guys went with us.
You went there on business.
Yeah, I'll be really brief about this because we've talked about the Manchac Swamp quite a bit. Oh, Jesse was there. He just didn't participate in the Manchac because we took another trip and Jesse was there and he was hammered. Jesse was hammered.
No.
Yeah.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Did you get video?
Yeah. I think I do have some video.
Oh, yeah.
So Trish and I actually went to the Manchac Swamp. We were able to do it. We got kayaks. We actually kayaked through the Manchac Swamp. The disappointing thing was that most of the kayak trips that we took in Louisiana, you would rent the kayaks and you just go in the swamp by yourself. This was a guided tour. You couldn't do the Manchac Swamp. So our guide, guess where our guide turned out to be from?
Gresham, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon.
No way.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And so he talked about birds. Nice enough guy, but he was total Portland. Total Portland guy. He was talking about the birds and the owls. And I was like, isn't this the most haunted swamp there is? Let's talk about Julie Brown and the haunting.
I want to talk about Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. And he's like, well, you can look for the woodchuck owl, which is right over here. And he didn't have much of an interest in talking about Julie Brown. And it seemed like there was like 12 people in the kayaks. They were all like, they all looked like people from Portland. It was the weirdest thing. Then we met up with Jesse and got really hammered.
Yes, we did.
That sounds like that. That's my favorite.
Let's just say that Jesse left with a bunch of beads.
What kind of beads?
Was it during Mardi Gras?
No, it was not. I will never go there during Mardi Gras. But you couldn't even see his big head. Like the beads went, it just looked like a walking shoulder with beads. Ooh.
Easy there.
Hey, if you're going to sit at the big boy table, Paris,
I'm sorry.
You can't. You need to learn how to operate that microphone a little bit better. All right.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
So with that, when are we going back?
October.
I'm going next time. I'm joining.
No, not till you're 21.
No, I'm going. Really?
Not till you're 21.
Yeah, no.
Not I'm going for my 20th.
Is Joey going to join us on this trip?
Joey? No. Joey?
Maybe.
Joey, are you going to join us on the next trip to Louisiana?
Oh, Joey's here.
He's done.
I forgot he was here. I forgot he's here. He was asleep or something back there. I don't know.
Hey, I want to go this time. Let me know.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you on that one.
All right. Moving on. Anything else new with the group? Anyone else got anything new? Now that we're 20 minutes into this. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I think somebody else just needs to take over being the main host because I have a tendency to just blab.
Okay.
No, we need a blabber.
I don't know.
Okay. I'll have a tab take over.
Well, it'll be a really quick show if it's me.
All right. The topic of this podcast is Hollyweird.
Weird Hollywood.
All right. So, Jesse, what do you got for us? Let's take Tab's suggestion. I like it. Let's not do one by one.
Yeah. Let's discuss.
Let's just all roll.
Let's all talk at the same time.
I'm saying we could all just do it right now.
I think the talk at the same time. No, it just doesn't work. No,
like this, then it'll be great. So,
another thing, Rob, like you literally don't need to have the microphone in your mouth hole.
I don't have it in my mouth hole.
This is gonna be an editing fucking nightmare.
Just like the last episode.
Yeah, Jesse, have fun with this one, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, Hollyweird.
So, Jesse, Danny, what do you got?
Danny, you're the horror movie guy. So, have you seen the Poltergeist series?
Yes.
From like
I don't think I've seen 3.
They're here. Okay.
So, the funny thing with Hollywood on that is that whole movie production is supposedly cursed by making that movie. Have you heard this?
Yeah,
I have heard that before.
So the theory is that all these cast members have been dying from weird young ages.
Yeah, I heard about
all this
that.
Other stuff.
Yeah.
from making this movie, all the way up from the original in 1980s all the way to number three. Like 22-year-old, the 12-year-old, you know, are dying. It's the numbers pretty. There's quite a few people that starred in it have actually died. So.
Right, right.
I have not seen the movie.
Wasn't there like a helicopter scene?
Yeah.
That ended up like decapitating somebody or
something where it crashed and
there's a 22-year-old that played the teenage daughter. She was murdered. There's a 60-year-old that died during the film. Another 53-year-old that was in the film, he died after the film was released. And then a 12-year-old girl that played the young daughter, she died.
I think that was where it started, if I recall.
And the old lady. The old lady, too. What was the old lady? The clairvoyant, or not clairvoyant, but the...
Caroline!
I got Jesse on.
Look at you, mean mug.
Look at that.
Dirty face.
Look at the size of dip in his jaw. Look at the dip.
That's like probably 3 pounds of dip.
There is. Do you have a half a cow in your lip?
We can see you now, Jesse.
It's like Joey when he's chewing.
It went away.
Nah, it went away.
Well, it's like Joey when he's chewing. He's got a small baby in his lip.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Where were we?
Yeah, where were we?
Yeah, so the old lady. Did you already mention her, Jesse? Didn't the old lady die? The medium?
Yeah, but she was old.
Well,
Tangia,
Caroline.
She died the same year as the other gal that played Carol Ann. They died the same year in 1988.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, as a kid, that movie scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
See?
Yeah,
like that old man.
You know who got me from there? Same person.
The old guy.
Yeah, his name was Kane.
Yeah, he shows up with the hat.
Henry Kane.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked. We're all gonna die.
Kind of looked like an Amish guy. I had nightmares about him for a long time.
Yeah, he's like a cult leader.
Yeah. At the Zach Bagans Haunted Museum, they have a little room, not a whole room, but they have like a Hollywood room or something like that. And they talk about that in the. At the museum about the poltergeist curse and some of the stuff from that. Yeah, that's interesting.
That is weird.
Did we lose Jesse?
No.
Nope, I'm here.
The video feed's not that great right now.
No. I wouldn't worry about that. It's choppy.
Yeah, but it's fun.
That's interesting. That's why you don't mess with poltergeist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for the time, it was kind of scary.
It was really scary. All right, we covered Poltergeist. Check. Next.
What else is weird about Hollywood? What about
the Wizard of Oz?
On the last one, how about the Illuminati?
Yeah, that's the one that I think is interesting.
Look at how Danny froze. That is an amazing photo of Danny.
Get a picture of that.
I'm going to get a picture of that.
Before it goes away, it might refresh.
Rudy, get a picture of that.
Dang it.
Hey, wait, look.
He's throwing in the Illuminati eye.
Oh, he got a good
picture. I got it.
That's good, Danny.
No, you guys stop that. Don't take a picture of that, Rudy. Do not take a picture of that.
So what do you think that's all about? I mean, what are they promoting? New World Order?
The Illuminati?
Yeah.
Danny actually did freeze like that.
I mean, the Super Bowl halftime show was all Illuminati based, evil, dark.
So Sam Smith. I know we touched on this briefly, but what exactly happened? I didn't watch it.
So during the Grammy Awards, Sam Smith did his song Unholy. And it was the whole performance was just overflowing with satanic
overtones
and
undertones.
And
take a picture of Jesse.
Oh, Jesse's
Rougarou. He's got his Rougarou mask on. Oh no!
No,
I don't want any of those photos posted. But yeah, I mean, obviously something's going on. I don't want to sound like a weird conspiracy theory guy.
Like me.
Definitely going on with all of the Illuminati signs and Rihanna's halftime performance. You know, people were saying, oh my gosh, that was an amazing performance. But I mean, who rubs their crotch and sniffs their fingers? And
well, Joe just did 10 minutes ago.
Well, that's Joey.
I mean, do that like every 10 minutes. Yeah. That's like...
Yeah, Joe's constantly got his hands down his pants and sniffing, but he's also not doing a, you know, on the Super Bowl halftime show.
He's not doing it for attention.
And she threw up the Illuminati sign. I mean, I just don't understand what's going on with all of that. It's in your face. It's absolutely in your face.
I don't know if it was the same lady, but I think it was. I probably should do more research in it, but somebody was wearing a shirt with an upside down cross that said minds controlled.
And there's also a girl, Doja Cat, and she had an Illuminati party, and she's a big singer. And the theme of it was Illuminati.
Do you think that they do this for attention, or do you believe that the Illuminati's real, the organization?
I mean, I think it's real for sure. Yeah. I think they're just kind of throwing it out there to be like, oh, yeah. I don't know. You like, who throws in an Illuminati party? Who sold their soul? Like, just, I don't know. I think it's crazy.
I did one last week.
And like to post it too.
I mean, right. I mean, can we honestly really say that the Illuminati doesn't exist?
Doesn't. No, we can't.
I mean, with all of the evidence that you see now, it's like literally in your face.
I mean, if it is real, I guess that's their way of showing that this was funded by, or I'm showing, you know, the secret society of the Illuminati that I respect you, or, you know, it's paying homage to. I don't know. Maybe they're asked to do this before they, you know, do a video or...
Did you guys see the Kim Kardashian interview? Where she was on a lie detector. Did you see that, Danny? Oh, I didn't see the reporter asks her, are you part of the Illuminati? And she smiles and goes, yes. And then she says, no, I'm not. And immediately the polygraph examiner says, it's true. And she goes, well, that means I'm not. And she goes, no, it's true that you are. And then, so she said, I said I was, and then I said I wasn't. I was joking. And the reporter says, you know, don't try and twist this around. You answer, you know, just be honest. You answer the question. They called her out, basically. It was actually...
I wonder how that interview goes. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what does the Illuminati guy look like?
Yeah,
or woman?
You get this knock on your door. You're like,
is it a phone call?
You're like somewhat famous. And they're like, hey, we can make you really famous. You have to drink this adrenochrome.
I can make you famous, sir.
This serum to
let me give you a
pass
list
out and end up in a room.
What is the selection process like?
Let me tell you some of the names.
Danny.
I don't know, but let me tell you some of the names. And maybe we can figure it out.
Okay.
So there's Beyonce. There's Jay-Z, who are married apparently. I don't know if they're still together or what, but we're. There's Madonna. There's Donald Trump. It says Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. Lindsay Lohan, LeBron James, Rihanna, Michael Jackson.
Whitney Houston.
Apparently is still in it. Yeah. That's just the short list here.
There's lots of video of LeBron James throwing the Illuminati sign. Lots of him. And part of his ritual as he gets on or off the field, he does this kind of ritual, which includes the Illuminati symbol. Where was I going with that? Name those names again.
No, how do they get in? How do you suppose?
Oh, Kanye. So Kanye, I think Kanye, like there's been a lot of interviews lately with Kanye. I think that he was approached and didn't want to be involved. And that's why he's really super spiritual now. And he started all the Christian music and stuff. Cause he talks about it, but he talks about it in code. Basically saying they can't control me.
They can't control you, but your life is probably on the line.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that he's smart. I don't think Kanye is a real super smart guy, but I think he's smart enough to know that if he calls this out, he could die because so many people have or
supposedly. Yeah.
So he talks in code like I was approached, but I'm not going to do this. What was the other thing about the black actors having to wear dresses? And then if you were a black actor wearing a dress, then then that was a sign that you were involved in the Illuminati.
Well, what was that movie that you turned on last night? What was that?
It was like Madea. What?
Yeah, Madea.
Madea?
It's a comedy, right?
Yeah, it's just hey a comedy. Now,
don't knock on Madea. I love Tyler Perry.
Well, I didn't watch it. I felt
that's
asleep.
Tyler Perry. Okay. Tyler Perry is the actor.
Yeah, Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Well, yes. He's wearing a dress, right?
The clone of Tyler Perry is wearing a dress.
He always.
I didn't get into it. I fell asleep, so I have no idea.
He used to have a play that used to. They used to be plays on. Well, I don't know if they were on Broadway, but they used to be plays. But he plays the Madea is the character he plays as the grandmother, mother.
So do you think he's part of the Illuminati then?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
List of people.
I'm trying to think of the comedian.
Kevin Hart.
No, but there's that weird interview of Kevin Hart too.
Kevin Hart
and the Kardashian gal, and she's talking to Kevin Hart. And she says, "Yeah, I've had them ask me to do crazy things," and Kevin Hart's like putting his finger in front of his mouth, like "shh, shh," and she's like, "Oh, they're here," and he's just like, "Have you seen that one? That one's pretty interesting."
I haven't seen that one.
Jim Carrey, though, is wild. Huh.
But who's the comedian? Gosh, I forget.
George Carlin?
No, the...
Gallagher?
No, I don't even know.
The guy that does the...
Sam Kinison?
No, just...
Robin Williams.
Just stop throwing names of comedians out. You're making it more difficult. He's the African-American guy that does the crackhead. He had his own show.
Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle was basically saying they wanted me to wear a dress, and I know why they wanted to do it, and I'm not participating in that. Basically trying to call out the Illuminati, and they said, look at who wore the dresses, and it was interesting. But the interview with Kim Kardashian and what was that?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, you need to look that up. That's a good one. Kevin Hart and Kardashian interview. Check it out. Yeah, definitely some stuff going on. I mean, I don't know. Joey?
Yeah. Yes.
You want to participate or?
Yeah.
What?
Go ahead.
Well, no, let's not do that because.
Don't go ahead. Go ahead, Joe. Yeah.
Don't put him on the spot like that.
The Illuminati stuff? I don't know anything about it.
No, what makes Hollywood weird? I just brought up the Illuminati, so. Or actually, Jesse did, but that was what I was going to cover.
And this group can so easily go down an Illuminati rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, it's so easy. Yeah. My conspiracy mind goes crazy.
On a whim. But it could be related to some of the stuff that's like the unsolved deaths and the...
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's a dark side, I think. I think there's a dark side to Hollywood that kind of stands out, too, to make it weird. And I think I've heard somewhere too that the Hollywood sign is supposedly like a portal to. There's a portal or something behind there. I can't remember what it was.
The Hollywood sign wasn't it Hollywood Land?
Yes,
originally.
I have it right here. I actually was going to talk about that. So, the sign was originally for a housing development. So it was first erected to advertise housing in the Hollywood Hills.
Erected. Sorry.
The letters went up in 1923, and they originally read Hollywood Land. So it was from the development site that was there. A couple other things, since I'm on the subject now, Each letter is 50 feet high.
Was that original? Because I think it got burned. Mm-hmm. Didn't it burn down one year? And they had to recreate it?
I thought there was something, and then one of the big money people paid to get it refurbished or whatever.
Yeah, it was first adorned with 4,000 light globes, which flashed the words Hollywood Land in separate rounds. So it'd go Holly blank wood blank land. Mm-hmm. And then there was a searchlight below it. It was $21,000 at first, which was quite a bit of money for 1920.
Yeah.
Three, is that what I said it was?
How much?
It was $21,000 US. So it's probably $500,000, I guess, just to do that.
I think we should do one in Portland and call it Port Weird Land.
In 1976.
Port Weird Land.
Port Weird Land.
In 19 1976, the state law reduced the penalty for small amounts of marijuana. So I think it briefly was called Holly Weed. Somebody put sheets on there to make the E, and then, they put a white sheet across and then a black sheet to make it look like it said Holly Weed. In the 1940s.
That sounds like something we would do.
In the 1940s, the H took out the letter when he was drunk driving, went off the cliff, smashed into the H. And then it got really deteriorated. And then Hugh Hefner in 1978.
That's who it was.
Yeah, he decided to restoration campaign. He started it. It was really deteriorated in 1978, and then they started to work on it. So,
is that when they changed it to just Hollywood?
Yes, yes. It was actually in the, I'm not sure when it actually changed to only Hollywood, but, and then in one interesting thing, in 1977, somebody used one L was covered, and so it was said Hollywood when Pope John Paul II came to LA.
I'm fine.
So kind of interesting things that happened with it.
So it actually never burned?
No, it was just very deteriorated.
Okay. So my personal Mandela effect, I guess.
Oh. So in 1978 is when it first started getting re-erected, restored.
He said erect.
We've
re-erected.
I want to just talk real briefly on the Black Dahlia. From Hollywood. This goes way back to 1947.
What is the Black Dahlia?
Well, if you give me a second, I'll...
Well, I just want to make sure you cover that.
I will.
What is the...
So this goes all the way back to 1947, talking about Hollywood conspiracies and odd things. This is actually from FBI.gov, so this is not a Google search. This is the FBI file from Black Dahlia. On the morning of January 15th, 1947, a mother taking her child for a walk in a Los Angeles neighborhood stumbled upon a gruesome sight, the body of a young naked woman sliced clean in half at the waist. The body was just, and from my understanding, this person thought that it was a mannequin. So they went over to take a look at it and realized it wasn't a mannequin, but it was a woman sawed in half. The body was just a few feet from the sidewalk and posed in such a way that the mother reportedly thought it was a mannequin at first glance. Despite the extensive mutilation and cuts on the body, there wasn't a drop of blood at the scene, indicating that the young woman had been killed elsewhere and brought to that location. The ensuing investigation was led by the LAPD, and the FBI was called in to help, and they quickly identified the body within 56 minutes, I guess. In fact, after getting blurred fingerprints from sound photos from Los Angeles, the young woman turned out to be a 22-year-old Hollywood hopeful named Elizabeth Short, who was later dubbed as the Black Dahlia by the press for her rumored penchant for sheer black clothes and for the Blue Delilah movie that was out at the time. She applied for a clerk at the commissary of the Army Camp Cook in California in 1943. She had been arrested by the Santa Barbara Police Department for underage drinking 7 months later. 7 months later, after she got the job, the Bureau also has had her mugshots in the file and provided them to the press. Based on early suspicion, the murderer may have had skills in dissection because the body was so cleanly cut. Agents were also able to check a group of students at the University of Southern California Medical School.
That sounds familiar.
And in a tantalizing potential break in the case, the Bureau searched for a match to fingerprints found on an anonymous letter that may have been sent to authorities by the killer, but the prints were not in the FBI files. And today, that murder is still a mystery, the Black Dahlia. So, odd, unusual things have been going on in Hollywood since at least 1947, with different deaths and mysteries. And she was a wannabe actress. She moved from some small town, I believe, to Los Angeles to pursue her career in acting or as an actress. And she was a fairly attractive woman based on these photos that they have of her. Elizabeth Short, Black Dahlia. Holy weird. Joey, what do you got?
I think we should talk about Epstein Island.
All right, okay, let's go to Epstein Island.
I want to be updated on this.
Let's go.
I didn't realize they released a list.
They did.
Somebody else do it, but
they within like a week ago they released a list.
Here, Joey, bring your mic towards you a little bit.
You got a voice, Joey.
Yeah.
Use it, big buddy.
That's a real thing.
Use it, big buddy. Yeah, let's go to Epstein Island.
We should do an investigation there.
He didn't hang himself.
Clearly.
Well, do you think he was hung?
That's the rumor. Allegedly, but, you know. What?
Well, we're not allowed to talk about this.
Why did everybody get weird just now? That's weird.
I didn't get the memo.
I didn't either.
No, if anybody thinks that Epstein actually hung himself in the cell, anybody believe that?
No.
No. What do you got, Joey? Epstein Island. They recently released the names of the participants of Epstein Island. Let's go over some of the names of those folks.
Should we?
Why not? Why wouldn't we?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm not.
Anybody? I don't.
I'm not saying the list.
Oh, guess? Are we guessing? Who's on that list?
Who's not on the list?
Who's not? Well, I'm not for sure.
Tom Hanks.
Where did the list?
Danny may or may not be on the list.
Yeah, I'm right there, apparently at the top.
Does someone have the list?
167. So is this real?
Yeah.
Did we fact check it?
To see.
Yeah. No, it was released by the...
Because I thought the judge redacted it.
So how did he get that?
They probably redacted the government officials' names that are on there.
Except for Trump, of course.
Like their own.
There's no way Epstein got that island without somebody in the government.
Oh, for sure. Right.
He got it
for $8 million.
Right.
And at a time when it was worth $64 million.
Right.
There's no way.
No. Are you going to give us the names, Danny?
I'm looking. I don't know where to find it.
Here.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, okay. Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, let's tread. Let's make sure we get the right list because, you know, Google is going to show you probably a bunch of different kinds of lists.
Okay, I got the list.
The official one?
Yeah.
Off of what site?
Kevin Spacey. Snopes.
Bill Clinton.
Well, we all know.
Kevin Spacey, Bill Gates, Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, Chris Tucker. I don't know how to pronounce any of these names. George Mitchell, former Senator.
Bill Gates.
Robert F. Kennedy.
John Glenn? Huh.
Are you just skipping over the names you can't pronounce?
No, hang on.
Do you have the list?
George Mitchell, trying to, whoever that is.
And then let's count the ones that have passed away.
Yeah, let's...
Alan D. Showitz, Leslie Wexner, Prince Andrew, Tom Barrack, Mort Zuckerman, Woody Allen, Larry Summers, Bill Barr, Ken Starr,
Jim Carrey,
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking. Wasn't Stephen Hawking...
Alec Baldwin.
Didn't Stephen Hawking talk about the God particle on the Hadron Collider? Stephen Hawking?
You're thinking of the guy that... Was in the wheelchair, Hawkins?
Isn't that him?
No. Who was the guy in the wheelchair? What was his last name?
That's Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
He talked about the away.
Naomi Campbell.
Okay. And the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah, lots of, a long list.
Lots of influential
Bill
people.
Bill Cosby.
So what about Epstein Island?
What are they doing out there?
I don't know. That's a big question.
Hanging out, having dinner.
What was his girlfriend's name? She's in prison now.
Yeah,
but I guess Maxwell. It's more like a resort.
I think that's where they got the list was from her.
Yeah, for sure.
For in consideration for a lesser sentence.
I'm surprised she's still alive.
Well, I guess there's the prison she's in is like posh.
Mm-hmm. What, Danny?
There's rumors that the unidentified aerial phenomenon are related to the Epstein list because. What a way to cause a distraction.
Oh, while we're in World War III?
Send out these balloons and distract the public while this list is apparently out there. Aaron Rodgers? No, that's a different thing. I'm reading these.
I guess that is interesting. That happened about the same time that the list came out. Well, yeah.
Everything's a distraction nowadays. I mean, there's so many weird things that have been going on. It just seems like one right after the other. And it's not just one event. They have to make like 5-6 events out of it.
Like major poisonings, like water poisonings, derailments with chemicals that are...
Yeah. And then there was a movie called Static. Was it Static or Static Noise or something like that? White Noise that Netflix came out with a couple years ago. Same subject matter. It's basically in the same area.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird. And then the... Yeah, mainstream media doesn't even really cover it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like dig into all these small news groups where they actually go out, you know, boots on the ground, checking out the streams and stuff and doing their own investigating.
What about all the food manufacturing plants and stuff that are
burning?
Burning to the ground.
Right.
There's something going on for sure.
Yeah.
Derailments.
There's too much. Man-made scarcity.
I think we're in World War III, dude. It's just going to be a different kind of war. That's just my personal opinion.
Or they've uploaded a new program in the Matrix.
I did just talk to a couple officers recently.
Yeah.
Military officers that were talking about the equipment that was being moved around.
Really?
It was pretty substantial.
Wow.
So that's not happening just because there's something going on. I think China is actually going to take down Taiwan. I think it's going to happen.
We're getting political now.
You guys ready to move on?
Serious Hollywood scandal.
Anyone else have anything on Hollywood?
Move on.
Danny?
No Holly weirdness?
No, nothing else for me.
Yeah, you got to be careful because you live in California.
Northwest Curiosity Society brings you Fact or Crap. Fact or Crap, Danny, what do you got for us?
Okay, so Fact or Crap. I'm going to share with you a tweet that was
Hold on one second. Okay. We need to talk about something else just for a moment because Rob has left the studio.
Is this going to be a secret?
No, Fact or Crap needs to include him so he can give his two cents. Oh. Rudy, you got a joke for us?
It's not related to anything. That's but fine. I have
give us a joke break.
Okay, what is Forrest Gump's email password?
Forrest Gump.
One. How'd you know? One Forrest One. I find that funny. I don't know. I
think that was hilarious.
Like, I'm laughing at my own joke, but it's so funny. Like,
wow.
All right, you guys ready to move on?
Got Danny to laugh. Even Danny laughed.
Okay, so what's the fact or crap?
All right, so fact or crap. This one's on me, huh?
Yes, sir.
So I'm going to read you a tweet first to start this off from a Dr. Tamitha Skov, who is apparently, Tamitha, T-A-M-I-T-H, maybe it's Skov, I don't know how I'm pronouncing it, but apparently she is a weather physicist, a space weather physicist, okay, who sent out a tweet back on February 2nd of this year. The tweet reads, "Talk about polar vortex. Material from a northern prominence just broke away from the main filament and is now circulating in a massive polar vortex around the pole of our star. Implications for understanding the sun's atmospheric dynamics above 55 degrees here cannot be overstated."
So you're talking about the sun?
Yes.
Or the planet?
This tweet, the sun. And the sun had... there was an image of the sun that was an image of this event captured on the tweet as well. So this caused a lot of people to discuss and hypothesize what she meant. And what came out of this was that a piece of the sun had basically broken off and was floating away in space.
That's true.
I'm going to say fact.
Yeah. That's true.
So let me clarify. Not that the story was true, but did a piece of the sun break off and float away?
Yes.
Yes.
True. Jesse?
It's gas. So yeah, true.
I say bullshit.
I say bullshit too.
There's just the gravitational.
No, actually,
I don't think anything's going to get away from it. It can't get away from itself.
I recall that something did recently break off of the sun. I remember hearing about that.
Awesome.
Rather, it was a piece of the sun.
Well, I would say maybe
I'm saying true.
What?
Eject. But I don't think any matter actually ejected off the sun. No.
Okay. Well, according to heliophysics, which is actually a science, it's the study of the sun, and it's a fairly young branch of astronomy, by the way. But and Dr. Skov, however you say her name, that no, this did not happen. A piece of the sun did not break away. The tweet did launch people to speculate that that it did so based off of how it was written and the image that she attached to it. But apparently they don't really know what it was, but they're fairly confident that it wasn't a piece of the sun like you would think of a piece of the earth detaching and floating away into the atmosphere.
Yeah, that just, I don't think that would be possible.
I feel like I was misled by your, I feel like I was misled.
I read you the events as they were described in this article.
I think Danny's going to get the horse's ass award for this segment.
Yeah, because you guessed wrong, is that why?
I didn't guess wrong. You misled me. Are you guys ready to move on?
Oh, ready. Okay.
Ready to move on?
Yeah. Yeah. Ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Northwest Curiosity Society brings you...
What the f*** was that? Yeah.
It sounds like it's underwater.
Is that somebody's
dolphin
like
a whale?
somebody swallowed a microphone.
It sounds like a dolphin or a whale.
What?
So I'm going to go with the combination of the two and say killer whale. Killer whale?
I'm going to say it's somebody's intestinal.
Like Joey's stomach?
Right yeah, now? It's Joe's stomach.
Oh. It's breaking up for me on this end.
No, it's breaking up on this end, too.
Oh, okay.
It's something underwater.
I'm thinking, though, about what Rob said. Maybe it's like an ultrasound almost,
yeah,
right?
Ultrasound is what I was thinking.
So, Bloop. Bloop is the... This was deep, deep, deep sea microphones.
Oh.
And Bloop is a big kahuna and unexplained sounds. In 1997, which was a big year for auditory ocean mysteries, this extremely powerful ultra-low frequency sound was detected at various listening stations thousands of miles apart and traced to somewhere west of the southern tip of South America. The sound only lasted about a minute and was heard repeatedly over the summer, but not since. They've dubbed it Bloop, and Bloop is generally believed to be the sound of a massive ice quake.
Yeah,
but scientists haven't totally ruled out the possibility that the sound originated from something organic.
It sounds like Joey's belly.
It does sound like Joey's belly a lot.
I'm ready for some bacon.
It's bacon. Bacon, yeah.
Wouldn't though, if it was an ice quake, wouldn't that be organic as well? I know what they mean.
Totally, yeah. That's organic. Yeah. That's ice slipping on rock, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Jesse?
Uh-oh. Jesse!
Our on-the-spot reporter, Jesse.
You want to talk about Hollywood breaking news?
Breaking news, like today?
Interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Who wants to talk about the Baldwin shooting?
Oh, that's right.
Which Baldwin?
Got it. Yeah.
The Alec one. The Rusk movie shooting.
Yeah.
So, conspiracy theory time.
Is that the town that you live in?
It is, but it's the wrong state.
Oh.
Oh.
New Mexico.
But coincidentally, the story that you happen to talk about is the town that you live in. Weird.
That is.
Conspiracy.
Coincidental.
Odd. Oh, did you guys hear that? That's my stomach.
Oh, I did hear that.
Yeah, that was my stomach.
Someone getting to a buffet.
Anyway, in the news.
So they just released the full police interview. Mm. And now there's conspiracy theorists going around thinking that that was not an accident. How did they get the live rounds into the thing and give him the gun? I don't know how exactly the theory kind of doubled, but that he was given that gun so that he would go down because of his political views and everything on guns, so that they put live rounds in his gun knowing that he was gonna be doing those scenes. I don't know, conspiracy.
Was he on the Jeffrey Epstein list?
Yes, he was, actually.
Yes.
He is on the list.
Interesting.
Yeah, what?
I don't think I don't think he knew anything about...
Wasn't he supposedly seeing the gal that got shot or something? I thought I read that.
Here we go. We're thinking and starting rumors.
Yeah.
But anyways, it just coincides the release of the interview with the release of him on the list.
And they charged him with involuntary manslaughter, correct?
Yeah, they did.
And the person that was in charge of the
props. Program,
the props person.
The props, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, anybody that knows anything about
pled guilty, right?
Props and prop guns, I don't know why they would use guns that would actually take real bullets. That's odd.
They all take real bullets.
Why?
They're crimped. Shooting blanks.
Yeah, but you could. You could put.
Someone should change the cartridge size by like half a millimeter.
Right.
Well, that gets too expensive.
No, it's Hollywood. Yeah, come on.
They still try to do things as cheap as possible.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're motivated the same way. The less you have to spend, the more you make.
I guess we're done. We're done, Jesse, boys.
Thank you, everybody, for joining.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Jesse, Rob, Paris.
No, Joey, thank you, Scott.
Joey, thank you for all of your input on this
Welcome.
On this episode. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I really liked all your input.
Next episode is going to be phenomenal.
Fabulous.
Joey, can you spell phenomenal?
Phenomena.
No.
Phenomenal.
I actually probably could.
All right, go ahead, buddy.
F.
Yeah.
What? U.
Okay. Nailed it.
Off to a good start.
N.
Yeah.
He's going to burst a blood vessel.
O.
Okay.
M. N. A. L. There.
Yeah. Phenomenal. Nailed it.
That was really close, buddy.
I tried.
Really close.
I really tried.
Mic drop.
All right. Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you, everybody. And until next time.
I like toes.
Did you guys hear that?
Anyway.
I like toes.
Oh, sorry. Goodbye.
All right. Yeah. I like the Wizard of Oz.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.